News from Southwest. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Things may finally be looking up for Southwest Airlines, which has had sustained operational chaos since last weekend. Fox's Mike Tobin is at Chicago's Midway Airport.
We could be looking at the beginning of the end with this update. Southwest Airlines has announced that they will resume normal operations tomorrow with minimal delays. It doesn't mean that all of the ugliness is gone. You still have people trying to get their luggage, but that big pile of luggage is gone. It doesn't mean all the bags have been reunited with their owners. It means they have been moved to another place where they're being stored. In fact, we've got it from some customers that they're being stored in a big old airplane hangar.
Southwest was the only airline unable to recover from storm-related delays. Buffalo and the surrounding area in western New York also getting closer to normalcy after the weekend blizzard.
Power has been restored to all Erie County residents. I want to thank the men and women of National Grid and NYSEG for the work that they did.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar says concerns about melting snow are also easing.
Thankfully, it appears that flooding will be minimal. There is possibilities of flooding, but it does not appear like it'll be bad.
Although Buffalo's driving ban's been lifted, the city's mayor is asking people to stay home as crews work to clear more roads. Demonstrators gathered on Long Island today to protest New York GOP Congressman-elect George Santos, who recently admitted to lying about his job history, education, and religion.
We were bamboozled. Absolutely lied to, and we do not want this representation in near District 3.
Santos, who's to be sworn in next month, is facing state and local investigations. And Brazilian soccer legend Pele, the winner of a record 3 World Cups, has died after illness hospitalized him for nearly a month. He was 82. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Israel today swore in Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister. He took the oath of office moments after Israel's parliament passed a vote of confidence in his new conservative government. Twitter is blaming server changes after an apparent outage overnight. Fox's Lillian Wu has details.
Twitter apparently suffered a major outage last night when more than 10,000 users around the world reported service issues. This days after owner Elon Musk said he'd shut down one of the company's data centers in Sacramento. Some of the problems facing users Wednesday night, they were unable to access the social media platform or use key features for several hours before the service appeared to come back online. Down detector showing more than 10,000 affected users in the U.S. and about 2,500 apiece from Japan and the U.K. at the peak of the disruption. The incident is Twitter's first apparent widespread service disruption since Musk took over as CEO in late October. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A German researcher was able to buy a sensitive device containing biometric information of people either working with or apprehended by U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan over the years.
A security researcher in Germany bid $68 on eBay for a device called a Seek 2 that stores fingerprints and iris eye scans. The asking price was $150. When it arrived at his home in Hamburg, he found it contained biometrics on more than 2,600 people who are now identified as Afghan nationals who worked alongside U.S. troops and terror suspects U.S. forces detained. Marks won't upload the data to a cloud, but did allow reporters from the New York Times to review it. The Pentagon won't comment, but security professionals say the fact it ended up on an online auction shows a lapse in protocol. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.